Okay, Joe, let's start with...
How was the wedding? You're a married man now, so tell me about how the wedding went, what teammates were there, what that was like this summer.
Yeah, wedding was amazing. One of the best days of my life, just with all my worlds colliding. I had a lot of my college teammates from the 2014-2015 classes, so my class, that's a year older than me, so it was good having just all those guys there together, and honestly, for them being to see that, that's really cool, like, to me, you know.
Yeah,
wedding was great. The reception, I cried like a, or not the reception, the wedding, I cried like a baby, there's some pictures out there, but it was a good time, reception, we danced, partied all night, It was a really good time though.
Yeah, good.
Went by really fast.
And I've seen her at practice now. I mean, it's kind of weird having your wife come to practice. I mean, is that different, I guess, from your last few years? You know.
Yeah, I mean, coming from not even being able to practice to
having your wife
practice, you can just tell just by that sentence that a lot of things has happened in my life. So,
yes.
Honestly.
A few changes.
Yeah, a few changes, but just being out there, you know, I don't really. I'm just grateful to be out there, you know. I'm not really, like, I'm glad that she comes and supports me, you know. I know that I have a job to do. As long as I'm not sitting on the sidelines in just a jersey, you know.
Yeah. So, let's see. You enrolled early, right?
Yeah,
so you were there. Yeah, so you, gosh, you've been around a while for only being a junior.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, technically. So what's... I mean, I guess just take me through that journey. I mean, I say the same thing to you and Mike every time I see you. Like, I don't want to talk about the knees. The knees are there. You've answered that question 800,000 times. But, you know, what's it been like, especially last year and this year, to, you know, really get on the field, you know, the kickoff returns against Northwestern, the big run against Ohio State, you know, what were those like for you?
Yeah, I mean, those were just crazy. If you had told me, like, after the injuries that I would even be in that position, you know, I would have maybe said, like, we'll see, you know. But I was just glad to get out there and show what I could do. You know, a lot of people may know my name, you know, but they didn't know what I could do. So, yeah, those games were cool just to kind of give myself confidence. Like, Ohio State, Northwestern, two of the probably top five defenses in the Big Ten, you know. I'm able to compete with them, you know, at a high level. So it was good. Yeah. It was a good competition. And I'm excited for this year, this new offense and going fast and whatnot.
Yeah, so now what? Like, what's next now that you've got, you know, feet wet, you've got those plays, you realize you can compete against the best. What's next for Dre Brown?
So one of my goals is really this year is just to do the best I can. So whatever I have left in this kind of, I kind of joke around like this old body, I mean, really just old knees of mine, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to give it my all, and honestly, I feel like wherever that, you know, leaves me, I'll be, you know, happy with just because of all I've been through. But, you know, I still have really big goals for myself.
Yeah.
I've never limited myself to small goals, so I'm still shooting for the stars.
Yeah. I remember... Now that I remember you in that first spring, I remember, I think Coach Golish was the special teams guy there, and I had interviewed him that spring, and he said, I'll tell you one freshman who's going to be on every special team is Dre Brown. And this is pre-knee injury. Your knee injury was that first spring, right? Yeah. So, you know, do you still see yourself that way? You know, if it's a kickoff coverage, do you want to do that? If it's, you know, do you want to return? Like, what, you know? Do you see yourself as a, I'll do special teams, I'll do whatever?
Yeah, I still see myself as an athlete. Like, I played three sports in high school. So, honestly, special teams is something, like, a lot of it is just athleticism, you know?
Yep.
So I feel like whatever I can do, honestly, to help the team out, you know? Mm-hmm. And last year I played kickoff, I played punt, I was on punt return, you know?
Yep.
I lined up at gunner at one point during the season, so I kind of learned a little bit about every position, but now it's nice to be in camp, though, to actually learn the technique instead of just kind of being put out there. So, whatever. I mean, Coach League, really good coach, wherever he needs me, you know.
Yeah, and then rotation-wise, I think, like, you know, Rod Smith talks about when to go fast, and all that kind of stuff. So that usually tends to mean more people in the rotation keep guys fresh. Do you sense that through the first round of practices here?
Oh, yeah. Cool thing about our running back group is that we're really deep. Like, there's a lot of talent, a lot of speed in there. So we've been doing kind of like different personnels and having a few more backs in the game, which is it's kind of opened it up more, and we're kind of playing to our strengths and whatnot. I mean, we got, you know, Mike Epstein, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. Reggie, a little shifty.
Yeah.
Rayvon, you know, big bruiser. Then Jakari and Kenyon. There's definitely some speed there, you know. Uh-huh. And then I kind of fit in there, too, as far as, you know, catching out of the backfield and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we just have a lot of strengths, honestly. And so the better we can do, hopefully, the more of us can get on the field.
I saw that one-handed catch today. Is that your...
Oh, yeah.
Pulling your OBJ.
Like. Yeah, I dropped one a couple days ago, so I've been trying to... No drops and whatnot. So,
no drops?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a legit one-handed catch today.
Oh, yeah. After practice, we've been catching a lot of balls, so...
Yeah?
Getting used to that.
Working on it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, good luck to you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that.
All right, I'm sure it'll be fun for you to... have your wife at a game.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Talk to her in the stands mm-hmm. afterwards.
Yeah, she's not a happy camper right now with camp.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she'd ever. I don't think she'd ever want me to be a college football coach.
Yeah,
say the least.
Okay.
She's not having a good time.
You
camp,
can check that off your list.
So. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Drew.
We'll see you.